Hello, and welcome to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com. My name is Shalia M. Harden, and in this show, we are going to discuss the fundamentals of Six Sigma. But before we get started, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile at Gogo.com. And if at any time you have questions or comments regarding the content of this show, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of Gogo.com. It's suggested that you submit questions as they occur, then click Submit. Your questions will be answered and posted to the Gogo.com homepage website. Now let's begin. Many times in my work, I am often asked these questions. What is Six Sigma? How does it work? And what is the benefit to me, or why should I learn it? In the previous show, we discussed the first two questions. What is Six Sigma? We determined that Six Sigma was a methodology or a mindset for how to logically go about solving problems. It's a systematic approach for reducing defects, as well as a set of tools for analyzing data. We also learned that it was a measurement-based strategy to achieve a level of Six Sigma in value, which means a process that produces less than 3.4 defects or errors per 1 million opportunities available for a defect or error to occur. Now, how does it work? Six Sigma tools and methodology is deployed through two sub-methodologies. The first is called DMAIC, which stands for Define, Measure, Analyze, Improve, and Control. And this sub-methodology is used for addressing problems with existing products and our processes, seeking to reduce variation and incrementally improve. The second methodology, DFSS, stands for Design for Six Sigma, and it is used for developing new processes and products from a concept phase to commercialization. We will focus our discussion on the Six Sigma DMAIC system, which is used for reducing variation and incrementally improving products and processes with existing products or processes. And we will defer the DFS system for a later show. In the last series of shows, we talked about the DMAIC system. We understand that the DMAIC system has five phases for implementing the Six Sigma tools and methodology. Those five phases are define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. In the define phase, we learned that the purpose of the define phase was to refine your problem understanding of the problem to be addressed. We also learned that the define phase sets the foundation for the success of the Six Sigma project. In the define phase, you use the define phase to define who the customers are, define their needs and expectations. As well as in this phase, you will organize, determine roles and responsibilities, and establish goals and milestones and review process steps. The results of the define phase are used to document in a project charter as they are completed. Thus, at the conclusion of the define phase, you establish a project charter that will be published that tells you the scope and direction of your Six Sigma project. The second phase is the measure phase. The purpose of the measure phase was to establish techniques for collecting data about the current performance that highlights project opportunities and provide a structure for monitoring subsequent improvements. During the measure phase, you will eliminate guesswork and assumptions and how well the process is working. The third phase is the analyze phase. In the analyze phase, the purpose of that is for you to narrow down the focus to a distinct group of project issues and opportunities. Again, the purpose of the analyze phase is to allow you to further target improvement opportunities by taking a closer look at the data. Upon completing the analyze phase, you should be able to answer these type of questions. What was the approach to analyze the data? What was the improvement opportunity? What are the root causes contributing to the improvement opportunities? As well as, how was the data analyzed to identify sources of variation? And lastly, did analysis result in any changes to the problem statement or scope? In the fourth phase, the improve phase, you will basically generate ideas about ways to improve the process. You will design and pilot improvements. You will validate improvements, and you will implement improvements. Thus, at the conclusion of the improve phase, you will be able to identify improvement alternatives, implement the best idea for improving the process, validate it, and prepare for transition to the control phase. In the last phase, the control phase, it is used to institutionalize the process or the product improvements. Following the improve phase, you will transition control of the process back to the process owner, which is the person or persons responsible for the ongoing process performance. Thus, at the completion of the control phase, you will have a good understanding of the customer process product performance expectations. You will be able to measure and monitor the X's to ensure the performance of the Y, and you should be able to identify the corrective actions that should be executed if the process is no longer in control. Now let's take a look at the final question. What is the benefit? Six Sigma has become the new standard of excellence and arguably the most important management strategy of the 21st century. Whether you are in healthcare, information technology, finance, manufacturing, or the government, Six Sigma certification is becoming the expectations that all business world is looking for. Currently, over two-thirds of all Fortune 500 companies employ Six Sigma professionals to help them identify and reduce defects, improve quality, streamline cycle time, and eliminate non-value-added activities to result in reduced costs and yield higher profit margins. Now let's take a look at how this is achieved. Imagine just a straightforward profit and loss statement in which you basically have your total revenue at the end of the year, and from this total revenue, you deduct out your total operating costs. This includes all your overhead, direct and indirect, for people, for utilities, for building, for whatever other materials that you have in order for your particular company to operate. You can also look at this from a personal home operation as well. But basically, you will deduct first all of your expenses from your total revenues. And what is left is your profit. Now, if you would take this and look more closely at your expenses, you will sometimes find that your expenses doesn't match what maybe the budget or that you had forecast at the beginning of the year. And so if you start to peel back the layer of your expenses, you'll find that there are a lot of expenses that occurred throughout the year that you didn't predict or project would happen. Generally, these type of expenses end up being what we call cost of poor quality or cost of quality. Cost of poor quality would be something of looking at having to expedite. If you had to do error, if you had an error or a defect and you had to do a rework or resubmit it or rerun it or purchase more material, all those are things that, again, errors that occurred that we will talk about in more detail in the MEG process, what we call waste. That ends up costing you money. The other thing I talked about was cost of quality. These are the things you do to detect, to ensure that the quality is there. This can include inspections. It can include having someone reevaluate, double check someone's work. Again, the cost to do this is additional cost that generally you do not have included in your expenses. So if you could deduct those out of your total expenses, you'll find that your expenses were really very low. And if you actually could go and start to address the cost of poor quality and the cost of quality, your profit could actually be higher. But generally what tends to happen is we don't address the lessons learned or the things that went wrong for the year. So while our cost of poor quality and cost of quality doesn't go down, our profits do. And the reason being is that generally a customer, after so long of getting mistakes and so forth and being dissatisfied, your customer base start to erode. And so your overall revenues go down. So while you still may have the same operating expenses and the same cost of poor quality integrated in your system, the revenues are down. So what's left, your profits tend to go down. So what Six Sigma tries to do is tries to focus specifically on reducing the waste, on identifying the cost of poor quality and attacking it at the root. Once those type of things can occur, then the lean part of the system, which we will cover some of the lean tools in the Six Sigma Greenbelt DMAIC process, will actually look at efficiency. How can you operate your overall operating expenses even more efficient than where they are right now? So basically, you can have the same market share and be able to achieve the exact same revenues, but actually increase your profits almost double by just getting rid of the waste and starting to operate more lean. So basically, Six Sigma is a game changer. Who would not want, again, to have more profits, more revenue in their particular business or at home? So with all that said, Six Sigma certification actually increases your marketability. It also increases your potential for your salary or your market worth. And in Six Sigma is a life changer. It can actually improve the way you actually impact your life and the way you actually operate at home, as well as day-to-day in the administrative offices or your manufacturing facilities. This concludes the show on how Six Sigma can benefit you. I hope this has been helpful and you have enjoyed today's presentation. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of GoGo.com. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Shalia M. Hardin. And if there is a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.